Right, Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, as well as Aisha Jackson and Morgan Woods. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, and we welcome you to the rivalry game, part one. First up, the Iowa Hawkeyes, a series that is separated by just four games. The Badgers have had the better of it much of the time lately, eight of the last 11, but this has been about the home field advantage in recent years, a trend the Badgers are hoping to continue here today. And before we get things started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
As we await for the Badgers to emerge onto the field from the north end zone tunnel, let's check out our keys to the game presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. You know, Tao, she touched on it a while ago. Iowa really struggles in general on third down. And with a team that's struggling, if you could get them into a bunch of third and longs, that bodes well for you today.
It does. I think you mentioned 130th out of 133 teams. And this game is going to be one on the line of scrimmage and really on first and second down, because Iowa has no interest in being third and five plus, and Wisconsin has everything to do that. I think if you ask who feels better about converting third and longs or third and five plus, Wisconsin is going to win that battle all day. So stop the run. This isn't rocket science. You can stop the run. You can run the football. Your chances of success go up incrementally when you're a team like Iowa, where you're limited. That's a very nice way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Offensively, you really can't put yourself behind the eight ball.
It seems, Mark, when you watch this Wisconsin team these last couple of ball games, we know Iowa is known for being physical. So is Wisconsin, and it seems like they've ramped that up in the last two games. Would you agree?
I totally would agree. I think if, like any team that starts off, and it, not even factoring in you have a whole new offense or everything else, you're trying to kind of figure out, what are we good at? What can we hang our hat on? And Wisconsin went through we're going to try this, we're going to do this, and it still comes down to, yeah, you still spread it out. You don't have a fullback. You do all this stuff, but it still comes down to, can our guys up front give our tailbacks some lanes to run in? And I thought, especially in Purdue and then last week, what you really saw was the guys up front keeping guys covered up, and you gave some seams for your backs to go make plays. And when you do that, we've seen there's been a lot of success.
Luke Fickell and his staff, they might be new to this rivalry, but they know all about rivalries, and they embrace rivalries. For more on how this staff and this program is embracing this game this year, let's send it down to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herr.
You're exactly right, Matt. Some coaches will shy away from hyping up particular games and playing into rivalries. Not this staff, not this head coach. He set that tone during camp of having rivalry nights for his team. That means team meetings that they install what it's going to take to beat Minnesota, Nebraska, and this Iowa team. They also have special guests talk about that rivalry. As you mentioned, nobody on this coaching staff has been a part of a Wisconsin versus Iowa Heartland Trophy rivalry game. So they had Chris Orr, Casey Rabach, Bo Allen, and for this game, Alec James. He was the honorary speaker to talk about what it means to play in this game. And he played up less Iowa versus Wisconsin, but more playing for the people who have played before you in this rivalry. I'll get back to this after this coin toss.
Yep, on the field right now as we get the toss of the coin. And
Good luck, guys. Let's have a great game.
Iowa wants the ball here to begin the game. So, Patrick, go ahead.
And so Luke Fickell then reiterated. He doubled down this week saying, I'm a traditionalist. I love nothing more than rivalries. And he said, I thought it was important for all of us to understand, recognize, and appreciate rivalries, what they mean. I'm a traditionalist, and there's an incredible emphasis on rivalries. There is an empty trophy case in the Wisconsin locker room right now where they'd love nothing more to fill it with a bull. We've got a sold-out Camp Randall, a stripe out into effect. This crowd figures to answer the bell because the weather's not going to be a factor today. In the words of Hunter Waller, this game is to determine who's the toughest in the West.
No doubt. This is, some are viewing this as a de facto championship game. I don't know if I'd go that far, but certainly the winner's in the driver's seat.
No, there's no doubt about that. When you start looking at what happened today and what's kind of transpired, Iowa, for as much as everybody gives them grief offensively, they've won a lot of games, and they find ways to win. That's the sign of a good team. You have to overcome some of the mistakes that you make. And Iowa, they're going to be their whole thing is we're going to out-physical you. We're going to beat you up front. And it sounds like Wisconsin's going to be ready for that task. That's what today's going to be about.
We were talking about players of the past. Honorary captain today is Chris Orr. When do you think he started talking about this game, and when will he stop talking about it?
I don't think he'll stop talking about it ever. I don't know when he started. I'm not sure it ever ended. But I just love the fact that Luke Fickell and his staff have decided to make these things a big deal. And you always get what you emphasize. That's what your goal is, and to make this, that makes this special. When you're talking about it during the week, you can revert back to and say, remember when we talked about this, whether we were down at Platteville, whatever, during training camp. The guys know this is a big game. That's what you come to Wisconsin for, games like today.
All right, 51 degrees, a wind out of the north about 16 miles per hour, and Gavin Lahm, who will be kicking off for Wisconsin, would have the wind at his back. So Lahm gets the call. Jack Van Dyke has a very strong leg, can be very good at his best, but he has kicked a few out of bounds this season. So Lahm gets the call for the kickoff duties to begin things here today. Caden Wiegen and Max White are deep for the Hawkeyes, going south to north, right to left as we view it. Lahm on the approach, a swing of the right leg, and the kick is in the air. It'll be Wiegen signaling for the fair catch, and he'll gather a yard deep, a touchback, and we are underway with the Hawkeyes starting at their 25-yard line.
And that's going to be something to watch again, just like we watched last week with hidden yardage and where you're starting, because for Iowa, it's going to be how can we create short fields? How can we get explosive plays? Wisconsin is going to be happy to sit back and say, all right, don't give up anything big. Win the line of scrimmage. And if they can do that, again, putting the quarterback in a position where it's third and five plus, you're going to have a successful afternoon.
Hunter Wohler, Preston Zachman, the safeties for Wisconsin. Jake Chaney, Jordan Turner, the inside linebackers. Deacon Hill ducks under center, takes a snap. First play from scrimmage, a handoff into the line. Caleb Johnson, beg your pardon, crashing into the line for about 3 yards to the 28 of Iowa. Gain of three on the first play from scrimmage here today. Johnson had missed some time with an ankle injury. Came back with a bang last week against Purdue. Ran for 134 yards and a touchdown. Second and seven for the Hawkeyes at their own 27-yard line. Hill takes handoff Johnson up the middle, and he gets caught by James Thompson Jr. along with, looked like, Gio Paez in there on the defensive line. Gain of a couple, and the Hawkeyes have a third and five at their own 30-yard line.
I'm going to be really interested to kind of watch what Iowa does up front. Logan Jones, their center, is very highly regarded. He is one of the best in the country at his spot.
Rishon Williams now in the game at running back. Two receivers tied to the left, two receivers to the right. Nico Ragaini, one of those receivers, motioning left to right of the Iowa formation on third down. Handoff Williams off the left side, gets the corner, 35-yard line, and he gets checked out of bounds near the 40 by Jason Maitre, the Badgers' nickel, and that'll be a gain of eight and a first down for Iowa up to its 38-yard line.
Yeah, we were a little excited there trying to get to the quarterback. Lost contain, that's something you cannot do, especially on third down. That allowed Iowa to pick up that first down.
The Hawkeyes come into this game converting just 27% of the time on third down, but they convert here. Johnson back in there at running back, and Hill will turn and give it to him. Up the middle, up the left hash marks, across the 40-yard line, up to the 41 or 42. Preston Zachman, the safety, up to make the hit. They'll place at the 41 of Iowa on a gain of three. Just underway here in Madison. Iowa with the game's opening possession, looking at a second and seven from the Hawkeyes' 41-yard line. Nico Ragaini comes out wide to the right. They load the tight ends on the left side of the formation. Caleb Johnson is the tailback. Eye backs behind Deacon Hill, takes a snap, turns to Johnson, gets the handoff, 45. Johnson up to the 50-yard line. And up to make the stop is Hunter Wohler. So the Hawkeyes getting some things done here on the ground. Caleb Johnson with a first down run of 9 yards. First and 10, Iowa at the 50.
Yeah, so far, obviously a small sample size. We just got going here. So far, Iowa's guys up front doing a really nice job of containing. A lot of carries are getting into that secondary and in the second level. That's something Wisconsin's got to get corrected.
Caden Large in there at fullback. LeSean Williams in there at tailback on first and 10. Williams gets the handoff into the line. Pops into Zachman. And then some help from his buddies to the 45 of Wisconsin. Darian Varner on the defensive line up to finish. But that's still a good plus five on first down, second and five here for Iowa.
In the pregame, we talked about looking in the mirror. This is old school football. We're going to line up. Wisconsin knows what's coming.
Ragaini, single wide receiver out to the left. Johnny Pescusi, the tight end, motioning right to left. Handoff Williams over the left side of the line, and he gets slammed back. Kurt Neal, among others, getting in there for Wisconsin on the defensive line. Gain of a couple at best to the 43 of Wisconsin. Another thing, just inside the 44, actually. Third down and a short four for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, you're seeing Hunter Waller gonna start getting his nose in there a little bit more. He's been playing a little bit deeper. You're going to need more bodies up if Iowa's able to continue to have the success running the football.
Deontay Vines, Nico Ragaini come out wide to the right. Anderson out to the left. Ragaini loops in motion. They'll fake the end around. Hill to throw over the middle. Broken up. Incomplete. Boy, look like Jordan Turner was getting right into the passing lane. They have gotten a hand on it. Dangerous throw. It falls incomplete, and the Hawkeyes will send on the punt team on fourth down just inside the 44 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, a lot of window dressing. Yeah, a little jet sweep. A little fake screen out to the left. Tried to run a middle screen there. And a nice job there by Jordan Turner of reading it. I'm sure he's going to be looking back at it and saying, I should have picked that one off.
Close. It was intended for their outstanding tight end, Eric Aul, the transfer from Michigan. They have a great punting team, and the kick is in the air. Chimere DK is deep, lets it hit. Checks up inside the five like a Mark Tauscher shot to the green.
Skull wedge.
Ooh,
yeah. Wow.
Very nicely done from Torrey Taylor. And the Badgers starting at their four-yard line. Not quite 4 minutes gone by here at Camp Randall Stadium. We mentioned the special teams work for the Hawkeyes, and they go to work early. We will take a break. 11:07 left in the first quarter. Just getting started. Iowa and Wisconsin, no score. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. An excellent Torrey Taylor punts. The Badgers' first possession starts at their four-yard line. 11:07 left in the first quarter. No score. Tanner Mordecai out there with that Wisconsin offense. Will Pauling slot to the left. Chimere DK wide to the left. Bryson Green out to the right. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Coming off an impressive showing last week against Rutgers. And a handoff goes to Braylon up the right hash mark. Off the right side of the line. Across the 5-yard line to about the 6. on a gain of two. Deontay Craig there on the defensive line, as well as defensive end Joe Evans.
Yeah, this Iowa front, they play old school football too, not, you know, keeping gap integrity, not a lot. They try not to allow any penetration.
Three receivers left, one on the right on second and eight. Snap to Mordecai, stands 3 yards in the end zone, throws right side, caught by Pauling across the 10, juke move across the 15, and up to the 19-yard line. No mark at the 18. Well, Pauling coming off a big day last week. Eight catches, gets one early on here. First and 10 Badgers, their own 18-yard line, quickly back on the ball. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Snap to Mordecai, Iowa rushing four. Tanner with time, shot play, right side. Bryson Green, got it! Diving catch inside the 45 of Iowa. They were working against Cooper DeGene, their outstanding corner, and Green gets the better of it. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Iowa 40-yard line and a gain of 42.
Just physical one-on-one coverage. Green won the hands battle and is able to pluck it down.
Three receivers left, Green off to the right. First down handoff, little fake on the handoff, and a dangerous pass caught by Will Pauling for a loss of one. It could have been a lot worse. Sebastian Castro was closing quickly and flirting with what would have been a pick six. Instead, it's second and 11 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was you heard it up here, because Iowa read that really well, and very fortunate to only lose 1 yard. That had pick six written all over it.
Two receivers right, Jim Ray, DK out to the left on second and 11 for the Iowa 41. Mordecai again the throw, looking, has time. Now he'll pull it down and run to the 40, to the 35, and he slides there. Took a little pop there as did not see a flag. We're going to let that go, as I guess they're going to claim that Tanner had a late slide. Nick Jackson flirting with the penalty, but they didn't call it. Third and six from the Iowa 36-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. A little more than 6 minutes gone by, no score. Badgers started this possession at their own four. They're now at the Iowa 36-yard line. Play clock is at 10 as Mordecai gets the snap. Four-man rush. He'll pull it down and run again. Bending to the left. Gets inside the 35. Scoots out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. The safety, Quinn Schulte, was over there forcing the issue. And it's fourth and four now, Wisconsin, at the Iowa 34-yard line.
A design draw there. It was not a pocket breakdown. That was designed. And Iowa did a good job of staying home. Their linebacker spying on Mordecai was able to run him out. And now, interesting here, field position game, fourth and four.
And they're going to go for it. Badgers trying to convert on fourth down here. Three receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai back to throw, looking, has time, throws right side. Low pass, and gathered by Bryson Green. Yes, sir, he's going to sell it, and they're buying it at the moment. First down, Wisconsin, at about the 22-yard line of Iowa. That was close. Looking at the replay, looked like he caught it, looked like he cradled it. They are going to take a peek, though, as they'll send this upstairs for a review. It appeared as though Bryson was able to get his hands under the football and cradle it, but we have our first replay review. 7:54 left in the first quarter, no score.
What do you think? It looks like he got his hands underneath it.
I thought so. I'm trying to remove the Badger goggles here.
Got to get that leg out of the way. We can see it. I think it's good. The crowd thinks it's good.
Call on the field is a catch.
Can't hear what Dean has to say. Dean is always kind of the final word on whether or not it's a catch. So in that case, and I know Wisconsin goes up-tempo anyways, there's a play that I think every program has where it's get up to the line quick, we don't know, let's put pressure on and just run a play. Obviously, they did not do that here, but it looks like, I think I'm going to say it's a catch.
Yeah,
I'm going to go on the record and say it's good.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's anything indisputable there. Well, let's get the verdict right now.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. It's first down.
There we go.
It's Chris Coit, the referee. First down, Wisconsin. Well, Bryson Green with a couple of big catches here in the early going.
Yeah, that was not easy. That was, you know, good protection again up front. Gave Mordecai some time to kind of decipher what was going on. And a low throw But Green went down and secured it. Big first down.
Green comes out wide to the right. Rucci pulling and DK to the left. Allen, the running back, to the Iowa 22-yard line. Mordecai back to throw, looking, throws to the right. That sails over the head of Chimray DK at the 20-yard line of the far side. Incomplete pass. Second and 10, Wisconsin from the Iowa 22.
It's going to be interesting to watch Phil Longo's approach today, because I think the guys up front, obviously, with the success we've seen, they want to run the ball. But it's dictated on what Iowa is going to put. If they go with a light box, you're going to run the football. So far, Iowa's saying, let's see if you can beat us throwing it.
And Tanner with his first misfire. He is 4 for 5. 3 receivers left, one on the right on second down. Handoff Allen. Room up the middle inside the 20. Bangs inside the 15. Watts was lighter, and Braylon Allen ripped right through it inside the 15 to the 14-yard line at a gain of 8. Third down and 2 as the Badgers continue up tempo. Mordecai under his center, Tanner Bordellini, and movement up front, false start, Wisconsin.
Offense, number 71, 5-yard penalty, third down.
Yeah, got a little jumpy. This is something you don't see often. Mordecai went under center, looking like you're going to run a sneak, and you know, the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line got a little bit antsy, wanting to burrow some people out to pick up that first down. Now we're sitting at 3rd and 7 instead.
Just inside the 19-yard line of Iowa. Allen to the right of Mordecai. DK and Rucci out to the left. Now Will Pauling slot right, motions to the left. Bryson Green wide to the right. Mordecai back into the shotgun, takes a snap, looks the throw, looking, sidesteps left, throws over the middle, and a rolling catch is made by Pauling. Might be just short, very close too, but it looks like they'll place at the 13-yard line. So another fourth down coming up for Wisconsin, 4th and 1 at the Iowa 13 with 6:45 left in a scoreless first quarter.
Watching a lot of film this week, you see Iowa, when it gets that 3rd and 6 and 7+, the O-line has to be alert for those ET gains. Then nice job of picking it up.
Mordecai under center on 4th down, handoff Braylon Allen, and he is cut down by Cooper DeGene behind the line of scrimmage, the 15-yard line. So the Iowa defense rises up, and a promising drive comes up empty for Wisconsin, and we will take another break. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi, all in Wisconsin. And we want to welcome our game sponsor today, Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. 6:29 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Iowa nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Shush! While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Everyday style is easy with favorite looks for fall, whether you're layering up or snuggling in. We've got priced right picks for any occasion. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. today. And Potawatomi Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. Badgerfootball.com. Well, the Badgers went 1-for-2 on fourth down in that drive, missing in the second attempt as Cooper DeJean is able to spill Braylon Allen for a negative yardage play. So the Hawkeyes take over at their 15-yard line. 6:29 left in the first quarter, no score.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, obviously last week and leading up to this game, a lot of conversation about the snaps. And that was something that just, whoa, under center. How often do you see that? I wonder when it's a fourth and one or two, how much of that was the case. And you don't practice a ton of it. The timing, not great. DeJean did a great job of sprinting off the edge and being able to bring Braylon down on that. That was a big play. Wisconsin had an opportunity to kick it, didn't. I have no problem going for it there, but unfortunately didn't. But in the same respect, Iowa's got 85 yards to go, and I think if Wisconsin's in that position, they'll take that too.
Yeah, those scoring drives last year for Iowa, the game against Wisconsin, 17 yards, 18 yards, and 27, plus a pick six. Here's Deacon Hill, handoff Caleb Johnson up the middle, and he is hit right away by the linebacker Jake Cheney, and Johnson gets a yard to the 16 of Iowa, second down and 9.
Yeah, just in listening to the guys on the defensive side of the ball this week, I think they're all excited about being able to kind of get back to some old school Big Ten, not as much spread them out. And this physical football there, you just saw a linebacker, Cheney just saw the opening, shot it, went back and made a nice play for a 1 yard gain.
Seth Anderson comes out wide to the left, Deonte Bynes to the right. Second down and 9 for the Hawkeyes at their own 16-yard line. Eric Ball, wing to the left side. Here's a handoff. Vishon Williams just taking it up the middle, running into a stack at about the 18-yard line. Gets stopped right there. Is right into the teeth of that Wisconsin defense, and that defense having none of it. It's third down and 7 for the Hawkeyes at their 18-yard line. Well, Tausch, here's the formula. You get him third and long. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and we saw Iowa have some pretty good success on their first drive of moving people off the line of scrimmage, picking up 4 or 5 yard chunks. Now this is where let's make a play. You get Deacon Hill in a position. It's 3rd and 7 plus. This is what you're working all week to get to.
Yaga Eni, the wide receiver, motions left to right. Shotgun snap to Hill. Back to throw. Four-man rush. Hill has time. Fires over the middle, and it's caught across the 30-yard line by Eric Gall on a dart from Deacon Hill up to the 32-yard line of Iowa, and that is a 3rd and 7 conversion. Patrick, what do you have?
James Thompson Jr., the Wisconsin's defensive lineman and sack leader, just limped off before that play. Important against stuffing the run and pressuring Deacon Hill in those third down situations.
Right now you got Kurt Neal and Ben Barton on the defensive line. 1st and 10 for the Hawkeyes at their own 32-yard line. Hill back into the shotgun, empty backfield. Takes a snap, little pressure up the middle. Hill throws to all, and he makes the catch. Cut down by C.J. Goetz at the 37 to 38-yard line, and all is slow to get up. He is the latest in a long line of excellent tight ends for this Iowa program. He's a transfer from Michigan. And when Iowa throws the ball, it is almost always to a tight end. Matter of fact, no receiver had a catch in last week's game against Purdue. But all is down and shaken up, and we will take a break here in Madison. We'll step away. 4:27 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Iowa nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY Total Sales.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Keep the cold winter air out and the warm air in with Foamular insulation panels from Owens Corning. Whether it's in your walls, floors, or basement, Foamular insulation can create a more comfortable living space while reducing energy costs. Save 11% on all insulation products now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. Eric All, a slow limp with some help to the Iowa sideline. 4:27 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin and Iowa, nothing. It'll be a 2nd and 5 for the Hawkeyes at their 37-yard line.
Yeah, C.J. Getz was in coverage and went down. Good, clean hit, but it hit. It looked like his leg took a pretty good shot there. Hopefully he's all right, but he is a heck of a player. And that was the case there. He got a little pressure, but for Iowa to throw on first down, you get that third down completion, and all of a sudden now, Ferentz is looking at saying, all right, maybe we can loosen some things up. But I still think Wisconsin will say, all right, we can live with Deacon Hill throwing on first down.
Well, in fairness to Iowa, the offensive struggles, their running back room was really banged up for a time early this season. Cade McNamara, who came over with Eric All from Michigan to the Iowa program, McNamara tore up his knee in a game against Michigan State a couple weeks ago. I mean, they've had a lot of bad luck with key players on offense. So it'll be a 2nd down and 5 for the Hawkeyes at their 37-yard line. Three receivers left, one on the right. Hill in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks over the middle, ball's tipped in the air, and it's almost intercepted. Kamoi Latu looked like he had it lined up, but could not gather, and it's 3rd and 5 for the Hawkeyes at their 37-yard line.
Yeah, a lot of quick throws, and when you do that, you want to get your hands up. That was, I don't know who tipped that, but got his hands up, tipped it, and then it's a free-for-all. Pretty good opportunity there. Just didn't quite get his awareness right away, able to locate the football, so it dropped to the turf, setting up a 3rd and 5.
From the Iowa 37-yard line, Rashawn Williams in the backfield. Kiko Ragaini motions left to right. As the play clock winding down, Iowa taking a timeout, first charge timeout of the half for the Hawkeyes with 4:11 left in the first quarter, and we will step away once again. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. The Badgers and the Hawkeyes, no score. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mods, Matt back at it for Brewpub Pizza. The month of October is the creme de la creme in the pizza industry. It's the big game for all things pizza. It's National Pizza Month, so it's about time you roll out the red carpet that leads right to your freezer and usher in a Brewpub Lots of Mods of Pizza. In case you haven't heard, Brewpub Pizzas are made in the heart of pizza-loving land, Kekana, Wisconsin. So that means, yes, Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, high-quality toppings, and zesty, flavorful sauce. So join the National Pizza Month fun and put a Brewpub Lots of Mods of Pizza on the menu tonight. Available at your local grocery store.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids and families. 800-733-KIDS. Scott Prindle at Loan Depot in New Richmond. Call today to learn more about your mortgage solutions at 715-903-6701. 715-903-6701.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Turner, who tipped that pass, and that's it. When you're rushing the passer, you obviously want to get back, you want to make impact plays, sacks, strips, and all that, but when you don't, you want to make it really difficult. Don't give a quarterback that clean lane, and when you tip balls, usually good things happen on the defensive side of it, and that was a case where he had a couple of opportunities. You keep doing that, you keep giving yourself opportunities, good things are going to happen.
Iowa has converted on 2 of 3 third down situations so far, so this much maligned offense has been okay in the early going. Facing another third down here, they'll go empty in the backfield. 3 receivers on the left, 2 on the right. Deacon Hill, 2 of his first 4 passes have been completed. Back into the shotgun, takes a snap, 3-man Wisconsin rush. Hill throws over the middle, caught by Ragaini, and he will get the first down. Chaney drags him down at the 43-yard line. So 3 out of 4 now are the